The world is celebrating the International Day of Combat Against HIV/AIDS. The date is being celebrated under the theme Overcoming Disruption, Transforming the AIDS Response. There are an estimated 4.8 million people living with HIV around the world, 610,000 of whom live in the Eastern Mediterranean region, where the number of annually estimated new infections has almost doubled in less than a decade, rising from 37,000 in 2016 to 72,000 in 2024. And in Angola, there was recorded a 1.6% decrease in the HIV/AIDS infections. This figure represents a significant advance in the response against the disease. In the meantime, the country director of the United Nations AIDS to Angola, Hag Wogan, said that Angola's response to HIV is encouraging and very positive. Wogan said that estimation of people living with HIV in Angola is around 370,000 people, adding that from this figure, there are more women living with HIV.
The situation in Angola is progressing. I mean, in terms of actually the response. So when we look at it today, you know, the estimations of people living with HIV is around 370,000 people. And we have more women than men who are living with HIV. And I mean, looking at when we are saying what is the situation, I mean, the critical issue here is, you know, how many people actually have access to treatment, for example. So out of those 370,000 people here in Angola who are living with HIV, we estimate around 47% of them access treatment and are on treatment. So this means that, you know, we still need to accelerate the response, because the global goal is that every country reaches 95% of people living with HIV with treatment. So it means that Angola is half the way. So, you know, as we are moving forward, we really need to accelerate. But there has been a good progress, and that progress need to continue.
Hig Wagon said that the organization she leads made a call to external donors for more funding to increase HIV/AIDS response in the country.
Us as UNAIDS this year, we are kind of sounding the alarm bells, because for the first time for more than 20 years, we have seen a drastic reduction in external support to the HIV response. Initial estimates is like a reduction from 30 to 40% in financing. And this, of course, has a major impact in terms of people's lives. So this year's, you know, World AIDS Day, we are really calling for both the international community to reestablish solidarity, but also for countries to really mobilize and accelerate their national financing and their national responses, ensuring that they engage all the different sectors, be it all the different ministry, civil society, business community, the radio and communicators, so that we make sure that we can really, you know, protect the gains that have been made, but at the same time, you know, mobilize resilience to move forward and actually ensure that we can reach our global targets, which is to ensure that 95% of people know their HIV status, and that 95% access treatment, and that 95% of those on treatment are virally suppressed.
Hag Wogan stressed that Angola has prioritized prevention in its national strategic plan. The UN AIDS official said to be a very strong program, and Angolan government thinks to be a plan that need to have more investment.
One aspect is the treatment. Another very important piece, of course, is prevention. So in the first place, we know that HIV is preventable, so we want to make sure that every country has robust and good prevention programs that reaches everyone. So Angola has prioritized prevention in their national strategic plan very strongly, and they identify that this is an area that needs increased investment and increased action. The challenge is finding sufficient resources to do the prevention programs. This is not only for Angola, it's globally. And with the financing, the reduction in finances that we have seen globally now, the programs that have been mostly affected is the prevention programs and the community-led programs. So when I was saying we are sounding the alarm bell, this is because, you know, if we are going to end HIV, or not end HIV, but end AIDS as a global pandemic, we have to have prevention. We have to make sure that people can protect themselves from becoming infected with HIV.
That was the UNAIDS country director, Hege Wogan.